They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. Vegas, we know tall, tall. Vegas, we know tall. Yeah.
Vegas, we know tall, tall.
Some my friends dead, some living, some locked away in prison. Some get money, spend it. I don't know what it is or is it really makes no difference. This one got me feeling different, got me skipping to the loo, my darling, skipping through with Luke, Jimmy Choo's and red bottoms, feeling awesome, hollin'. We gon' get this money regardless. They don't know what they done started, so they don't know how to start. We've been having options, pulling foreigns out the Rogers. Haters with all that nonsense must be tired, exhausted. They don't know what they talking. Me living enormous, blowing exhaustion out the back of them horses. Mother squirting for all rins. Engine ain't got no glovin', but they still beg my pardon. I see them throwing up them warning, but that's me making them nauseous. They best be proceeding with caution. They don't want them type problems, so I'm stay fly saucy, mad cause they can't afford what it's costing. Everything around me imported through customs, that way bill out of Italy, Florence. Now get your money up some notches, get some money up some ruckus. Young flight flossing, flooring through Reno, Vegas and Carson, Boston garments and fabrics. Don't get no ashes on a jacket like I'm 21 Savage. Like I'm 21 Savage.
They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. Vegas, we know tall, tall. Vegas, we know tall.
Vegas, we know tall.
Young Hope Jama. Don't play with them chips. Laid up with psychobanas. Hot song is name in the street and not cross banners. Despite the propaganda in the city where they grow collecting, I'm the best kept weapon. I don't wanna be romantic. I don't do private dancing, no compassion. Lock me down with the ransom. Firstly, same as the last impression. No precipitation and a session. Participation, money, all I see. It's my reflection. And time is of the essence. Yeah, time is wasting. Don't waste it. I'm off, off, offset like Cardi B. Money chasing, they out hating. We don't care what they saying. They see what we dripped in money, power, and they wanna taste it. Thick, they don't wanna chase it. No, can't afford the maintenance. Not motorsport expensive, residence expansive. Nobody kit, nobody enhancements, but can't catch an engine ribbon. Skirt, smashing through where they legally gambling and blowing cannabis. Money's the anthem. We gon' have Captain Nick back, standing back, passing. We all Nevadans. Peep the evidence, young, fly, and fabulous.
They don't wanna battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. They don't want to battle with the battle born state. Vegas, we know tall, tall. Vegas, we know tall.
Vegas, we know tall, tall.
Yo, what's good? This is Sloop Jones. I am the Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard. I just want to take everybody, say thank y'all for taking the time to listen to my podcast. This is a whole new experience for us over here, but we're going to go ahead and give you guys, this new situation and see what we can come up with. But basically what we're going to be doing is just kind of giving you guys some good insights of Las Vegas, you know, the stuff that goes on here, and then just, you know, not just Vegas, just a lot of things that go on in the industry of music, fashion, just current events, everything that's popping right now around the world. That's the type of things that we want to talk about. And I'm Sloop Jones. I'm the Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard. Out here for a very long time. Have some very, very big successes in my life out here as far as the entertainment industry is concerned, and being able to just move forward and, just be able to be in a good place to be able to talk about the things that we're going to be talking about here. You know what I mean? Not the fact that I just live in Vegas and I, travel around the country constantly with artists, putting on shows, events, tours, promoting artists, giving them opportunities, just pretty much everything in the music industry. But, the home base is Las Vegas. I am the Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard. I've lived on the Las Vegas Strip for a lot of years. And, so we basically want to, be able to give all the information to people about you know, what happens when you come to Vegas? You know, a lot of times people come to Vegas and they got the aspirations and the big dreams and this, that, and the other. And, you know, they see all the pretty stuff on TV and this, that, and the other. But then when they get here, they realize that, hey, man, this is a regular city. You know, this is a regular city that, you know, people actually live here. They work here. It's not just the casinos. And, you know, the people who move here are now a part of the system that makes the city, you know, move forward. And then, you know, you got a lot of things that's going to, you know, detour you from Vegas. You know, people, all the sin in and all that kind of stuff, which is, you know, you have that availability to say no to anything in any city across the country. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a good place to go wild. But then even if you live here, you know, you just have to know your limitations. You know what I'm saying? And know that every party and event is not to be attended. You know what I mean? Because then you go crazy and then you just be out here being a tourist instead of a resident, pretty much. But I will tell you this part. There's probably no funner place on the planet that I've ever been to. Other than the Las Vegas Strip is an amazing place, man. You know, you can have anything available to yourself 24 hours a day. You know, we have legalized marijuana now. You know, the beautiful women, just the atmosphere that the Strip offers. And understand, you know, Vegas is broken up in sections. You know, you got the Strip, you got, you know, Henderson, you got Summerlin, you have, you know, North Las Vegas. And when I say the Strip, I'm saying, you know, the area where you see the big casinos and stuff like that. You have downtown Las Vegas, you know, but the action is really, you know, on that Strip. That's where, you know, all the marketing dollars are spent to allure people. It's fun in the downtown area as well. And then Summerlin has their own downtown. And, you know, like I said, as a whole entire city, it's a beautiful place, but that Strip is where it's at. I mean, you just, the feeling it gives you is 24 hours nonstop action, clubs, drinking, you know, everything that you can just possibly imagine, you know, goes down on the Strip. So let's just say, for example, you know, you come out here and I see it all the time. You know, I've been out here for a long time and I have seen so many cats come out here and they think they're coming out here, you know, being some big old pimps and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, unfortunately, when you get out here, you got some real pimps that's out here. They come out here with their girlfriend and, you know, they have that connection as far as a girlfriend, boyfriend type thing. But then you come to Vegas and, you know, you see what's going on. You see the lifestyles and this, that, and the other. And then you think that you have the capacity to put your girlfriend through that type of scenario. And you don't have, as far as being successful in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, and you just want to, you know, have your girl out here stripping or whatever, you know, you're doing and just pay the bills. You know, that might work for you in your town or whatever, but in Las Vegas, nobody comes here just to take their clothes off. People come because they want to be great. They want to, you know, enjoy the lifestyle. They want to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? They want to, you know, drive the luxury cars and live the luxury lifestyle. And if you don't have the management skills in order to do that, then 9 times out of 10, you know, your girl's going to be attracted to the situations that she sees that have that available and knows how to get her in those type of situations. So then you come out here, now you see what's really going on, and then you got your girlfriend, and then now she's attracted to, you know, the real lifestyle of it that you don't have the experience to culture through, because, you know, it's a hard thing to sit there and watch a girlfriend go out here and, you know, do all these things for money, and then you sit at home and come back and she come home being the girlfriend to you. But then you see, like, hey, man, these people's really out here on some, you know, business level situations with this. You see what I'm saying? And that's where the big lifestyle comes in, when you take it as a business. You see what I'm saying? You have to have a structure. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a structure. You have to know how to get your girl to the right clubs and, you know, understand the right time you want her to be working. You know what I'm saying? That her club is no place for you to hang out with your buddies and all that kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? You have to understand, you know, the lifestyle, the culture of it when you're dealing with it on a magnitude that Las Vegas offers. You see what I'm saying? Because you can coach a girl to making thousands of dollars a day, or you can hinder her from making thousands of dollars a day because you don't understand that her work environment is not your hangout spot. you know, her money that's being made is not for you to be showing off with your homeboys and in the club gambling up and things like that, and not prepared for when it's a slow season and those type of situations. You understand me? So basically, what this podcast is going to be about is just, you know, just speaking on different subject matters, things that come on in Las Vegas. You know, right now, Vegas is one of the biggest spots where all the rappers come to, you know, because they know when they get out here, you know, they can shine. You feel me? They can walk around with their jewelry on and all the beautiful women. The club is popping 4-5 in the morning. You know what I mean? From there, you can go to the after hours or you can go to the strip club, and it's just nonstop. And it just offers a level of comfortability, even though, you know, the entertainment world is you know, hip hop world is going through a lot right now with the loss of Extension, and rest in peace to that kid, and you know, condolences to his family. And that's another thing that I like to talk about, because, you know, my background comes from, I've been a long time promoter. You know, I've seen so many artists blow up. I've worked with so many artists. I've been acclimated to the hip hop culture, you know, pretty much my entire life. And I've brought out some of the biggest entertainers to the Las Vegas Strip. From, you know, I don't want to get to dropping everybody's name, but, you know, just basically pretty much everybody you can name, I've had some type of instrumental situation on them performing on the Strip. I used to have, you know, nightclubs that I promoted for inside of Caesar's Palace, you know what I mean? And just had those type of situations, since I've been here in Las Vegas. But the thing about it is just like anything else, things change, you know, and I have seen things change here in Las Vegas, just on back and forth from, you know, things happening, and now they don't want hip hop on the Strip no more. Then they bring it back, and then you got to figure it back out, and this, that, and the other. And the same thing is happening within this hip hop community. You know, I don't know what part of this whole situation got lost in the translation of handing it down to the younger generation. But, you know, one thing I always say to people is that, you know, life happens, you have to let it. You have to allow the youth to be young. However, you have to sometimes offer them some type of assistance in understanding the ramifications of the errors that you commit as youth. You know what I mean? There's ramifications for going around killing people because you don't like the fact that they have something better than you, or they said something to you wrong, or anything like that. That's not what this culture was built on. You know, to get rich and go get murdered. That's not, I don't know where it got lost in translation, but, you know, this is supposed to be fun, making music, traveling around the world, you know, and taking care of your family. Not sitting here and taking an outlet that's been given to us and using it to badger the next person, to tear them down because you want the spot that they have, or you want, you know, some followers to follow you because you have some bad information about a person. You know what I mean? You know, that's part of the game we play. But when it gets to the point to where now we got to be pulling out guns and killing folks and killing rappers and artists and you know what I mean? Basically, you're killing the culture because, you know, I told somebody else, I said, listen, regardless of what anybody has done in their past, you know, one thing that I can say about the kid Extension is that you have millions of youth who followed his direction because he made them feel good. You know, a lot of times you can't give a person pills and drugs and medication. Sometimes you have to, you know, they're what's going to make them better. It might not be what was given to the older generation, the drugs and the pills. You know, maybe they just feel like, hey, just listen to this man's music. It makes me not feel depressed. It makes me want to live another day or not harm myself or do some positive things. You see what I'm saying? And that's what was taken away. You feel me? Some people's medication, their antidote, in order to feel better about themselves. You see what I'm saying? And that's why we have to understand that, you know, everything that you see a rapper obtain, it is obtainable to everybody on the planet. You don't have to hurt somebody or kill somebody to get what they have. That you don't have to do that. Because 9 times out of 10, you don't tell you something, they're not going to continue to just let hip-hop murders go unsolved. You know what I mean? Because that's going to start looking a little bit too bad. People, do you understand you're going to get caught? And you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life? Because somebody has a Louis bag or a Gucci belt or some shoes. Bro, ain't nobody in prison worrying about no shoes. They ain't nobody worried about none of that. They trying to get out. And you trying to get in. You know what I'm saying? And I can't imagine, what a parent has to go through dealing with the ramifications of somebody just murdered my child because of something that he probably would have gave him for free. Like, here, bro, you can take that. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's no way of even ending a situation, you know, as tragic as this one with Extension. The only thing I can pray for is justice for this man's family and that all the youth who was affected by him and able to, you know, be to live great because of him, that they're able to find something to, you know, through his music to carry it on and still be okay and not get back into the ways that made him feel in those dark places and stuff like that. So, you know, other than that, man, you know, we want to get back to the positive things. You know, like I say, man, you got beautiful women out here in Vegas. I want to take my hat out to them because, you know, it's not easy for a young lady to come to Las Vegas and be successful. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much stuff offered, so many different things that's coming at them and stuff like that. And you got to make the right decisions as to, you know, what you want to do. Shit, you want to be a VIP host? You want to be a stripper or whatever it is. There's nothing wrong with any of that. You know, it's just a young culture now. That's what they do. You know what I mean? And for somebody to look down on it and say, hey, you know, these girls, they're doing this and the other. You know, hey, some of these girls are doing this. You got some of the most sophisticated businesswomen in the United States of America coming to Las Vegas, you know, and getting that stripper money on the weekend sometime because it's lucrative. Everything ain't nasty and the way, you know, people's minds make it seem because it's business, you know, you understand that part? It's a business, like, it's a big money business, you know, being in adult entertainment, and it's not always sexual, you know, understand that part, it's not always sexual, so, you know, like I say, so that's where people get the misconception, and then, I mean, I have friends who, you know, they've been in the entertainment industry for a long time, and, you know, they are some young ladies who were able to turn it all into a business. You know what I'm saying? And you have to respect that because, hey, you know, everybody's business didn't come from, you know, going to college. You see what I'm saying? So businesses start from where you start them, and you could start your own business right now. And just because, you know what I mean, a person might have a business doing something that's different than what you probably would have chosen in your life growing up doesn't mean that you have the right to judge that person and think that, you know, a lot of these people running around here, you have no idea what they've done in their past. And it's nobody's place to try to figure it out. You know what I mean? And that's what makes Vegas so great is that, you know, you could just be yourself. You don't have to, you know, the West Coast is lovely. You know, people, we're not desegregated. We don't, you know, everybody lives amongst each other and party amongst each other. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the West Coast is the fact that, you know, we can all get along and you know, coexist in the same, you know, in the same neighborhoods and that type of thing. So, but yeah, man, like I said, I'm Sloop Jones. I'm the Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard. You know what I mean? We're going to be doing a lot of fun things on the podcast. We also have some visual stuff that we're going to be coming with that's going to attach to the podcast as well. The Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard show to where we'll be showing more visual stuff, you know, having some interviews and that type of thing. So, but yeah, so y'all stay tuned in. I appreciate y'all listening to my first podcast. I'm Sloop Jones, the Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm coming to you live straight out of Las Vegas. You feel me? Big mansion, all the shit. And y'all stay popping and y'all stay tuned for the second episode podcast, Sloop Jones, Wolf of Las Vegas Boulevard.